Right where you are, to clap your hands and give him a loud praise, and let's give the glory. God, we bless your name because you are awesome. There is nobody like you. You can get praise. We give it to you, Lord. Talk this.
I will lift my hands in victory.
High God, we praise your name.
Forever.
glory, and it's to your name. You are a great God, you're a mighty God. So we send them, we send them. The angels declare your goodness, Jesus. And the angels declare how great you are. So we send them, we send them. You get the glory. You get the glory. You get the glory. God, we give it to you. God, we give it to you. God, we give it to you. You get the glory. So we send the glory. We send the glory. We send the glory. Every nation, every color, every creed, from the north side to the south side, from the east side to the west side, we give you the glory. 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 You get the glory. You get the glory. Nobody else gets it. Nobody else gets it. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. You get it. You get it. You get the glory. Yes, you do.
Jesus, from the cross to the grave. all your favorite gospel hits plays here.
My Lord Jesus, ready for that. Oh, my Lord Jesus. My Lord Jesus, ready for that.
Yeah. like old-fashioned church. When I went to the Welcome Baptist Church in the morning, and then I snuck to the Sanctified Church. I did St. James. I did Neapolitan. And then I did Reverend Moore's that night. By the time we got to 11 o'clock, it was some noise going on like this. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to see Jesus. Oh, oh. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, to me, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord. Yeah!
You're in the mix.
You're in the mix.
With the world's freshest DJ.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Me!
It's a celebration in here tonight.
Let on!
Let on, people!
Charles Jr., I see you on the internet singing my song every week. Every Sunday. The presence of the Lord is here. Let all.
Let God people.
Praise Him now.
There's a miracle waiting for you here now. Make some Church of God in Christ noise. Everybody high five somebody around you and tell them it's my Sunday today. Now, now, now. It's my Sunday. Praise. Cut the music so Bishop Blake doesn't think we're singing to a track.
Pray!
I had to bring the whole team.
One more, pray.
Praise Him in the mighty word of God. Am I right about it? Am I right about it?
Somebody tell them we praised our way into this day. Tell somebody praise is a weapon that I use that brings me out every time. So every time we say praise, I want you to scream like you lost your mind. Come on. God what we owe him. 1, 2, 3. Everybody move out of your seat and high five 3 people and tell them, I owe God this. Come on, I owe God this. Tell them, I owe God faith. Come on, you know.
Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI. Radio Gospel.
How many times has
the
God
number one black church station in the world.
How many times have you dropped the ball? Tell me.
We'll have one.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have the victory. We will have one. some noise all over this house. Come on, here we go.
Thank you. If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
I can't wait to see you face to face and hear you call me by my name. I can't wait to see those pearly gates and see my savior and watch him reign. I'm talking about one place.
Heaven.
That's always on my mind. I'm talking about one place.
Heaven.
That's where I wanna spend my time. I'm talking about one place. I wanna see what I've been told. I wanna see those mansions. I wanna see the rows of gold. I can't wait. I can't wait. Can't wait to worship with the angels and you hear us cry. Holy is the Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in your presence and you see your people on one accord. I'm talking about one thing.
have been through. I made it this far because of you.
Remember when he saved my life? Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply
I'm welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Join us. Join us. Come a little closer. Come closer. Don't give the enemy any room. Cover your ground. I know you're covered under the blood. Yes, yes, I know you're covered under the blood. But we want to tear down every stronghold that the enemy tries to set in the midst of you. But we serve a mighty God today, and we serve a God that is a God of love, a God of healing, a God of deliverance. And he's ready to set the captives free and to undo the heavy burdens. Tear down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. So I want you to begin to just think of the goodness of Jesus, what he's done for you already this morning, this day, this very second. Just think of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe I heard somebody say hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Just think of the goodness of Jesus. And, you know, the word said laughter is like medicine. And when you think of how good God is, doesn't it make you smile to know that you have someone to love you and to embrace you and to give you a word that will bring life to in the midst of your situation? Yeah, that's the kind of God we serve. He's a loving God. Powerful and mighty God. And I want you right now, I want you to join me as we go into prayer today. There are many are hurting and going through a situation where they don't know how they're going to make ends meet each week. And they are walking by faith. They're believing God by faith. And that's what we need today. We need an enhancement of our faith to act in the midst of all this turmoil and all this that we are facing and dealing with in the natural realm. But we have to remember the key is God is a spirit. He is a spirit. So in order for us to tap into the spirit realm, we gotta forget about ourselves, and we gotta meditate upon him day and night, even in the midnight hours, even in our situation, even in our sickness, because God has all power in his hand. God, I thank you today. God, I thank you today. And as thou come, O God, embrace us right now, God. Wrap your arms around us in the name of Jesus, that we may feel a touch from you. Touch us right now, God, in the most inner parts of our belly. Touch us, oh God, right now. Touch our inward man, that we may be renewed daily. Separate us from all of those things that bring harm to our body. Remove it from us right now in the name of Jesus. Let the presence of your anointing flow in the midst of the people, that their ears shall hear what the Spirit has to say. Fill their cup, oh God, that it will run over into their families, into their friends, into the church, to the community. Let the love and the fellowship of you fall in thy presence, that they shall know the true meaning of love. For it starts at home and it spreads abroad. Holy Spirit, Lord, I rest thou hands in the presence of you, asking you to forgive us for any sin that we have committed. Sins of commission and omission. For Father, you're worthy. You're worthy, God. And we surrender all to you. We own nothing. For we are not ourselves. It was you that made us, oh God. And we acknowledge. Thank you for the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For this is the day that you have made, God. We're going to worship you and we're going to exalt you. We're going to believe right now, God, in the midst of all that we hear over the radio, over the media, over the television. We're going to believe the report of you, God. So our Father who is in heaven as it is on earth, move in the midst of this nation of the United States of America. Bring forth your hand that no one will not deny that you are a living God. For you have demonstrated unto the people that your Son died on the cross and was nailed in his hands and his feet, pierced in his side. And then he got up on the third day, and there are still atheists, and there are still those that don't want to receive him and accept him for who he is. So, Father, that lets us know that there are many out in the midst of others around this nation that have step out of the old man and have stepped into the newness of you, oh God. And they're still talking and bringing up their past as it did Jesus. But Father, Father, I'm reminded of Jesus on the cross. He asked you to forgive them, for they know not what they do. For it is a spirit that has caused their minds to be polluted. It's a spirit that caused their heart to be corrupt. It is a spirit that caused men to kill. It is a spirit in the midst that is tearing and breaking up homes. And Father, I bind those spirits right now. Each one right now that thou hast called out in the midst of you. For there is something that's going on in the spirit realm. And I believe today, God, that thou shall understand each and every day, that you will give us the wisdom and the knowledge to receive the spirit from you that will allow us to understand the wisdom and knowledge from on high that comes from you. Teach us, O God, each and every day as thou walk, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit arise and the enemy be scattered. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge. We thank you, oh God, for life, health, and strength. We come against every demonic spirit that it tries to creep among the midst of those in their home, upon their children, upon that husband, upon that wife, upon that single man, upon that single woman. We rebuke it and bow and send it back to the dry places. We speak to the spirit of man and woman, and we speak life to their spirit. We speak life to their spirit. We speak life to their soul, that they shall live and not die. They shall prosper and be in good health, even as thou soul prosper. We speak life today in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, because they are covered under the blood from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, even to the marrow, going as under the marrow of the bones. Reach your hand in the midst of them right now. Touch their inward part. Touch their inward part. Fill them with the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost, that they shall receive in the name of Jesus. They shall receive an outburst like never before, that they shall be filled with the power of the anointing of you, O Lord. Embrace them right now. Anoint them right now. Let them see that you are who you are. Let them feel that who you are, that who you are. Let them receive an understanding in all thy ways, that they shall acknowledge you, that they shall worship you, that they shall arise and see the goodness that's on the outside. In the midst of this dying generation, in the midst of this confused generation, in the midst of this sinful nation, Father, I pray for every individual that's working in the government system. Father, I pray for every soldier that's out on the battlefield, in the military, those that are at different bases. They are waiting and standing in arms and protecting this nation. And many times, God, we don't cover them. But Father, I pray that you cover each and every young boy, every young woman that is on the battlefield, those that are in the bases of the military, those that are in the correctional center, those that are in the rest home, those that are in the hospital. Thank you, God. This day shall be a day of restoration. This day shall be a day of peace. This day shall be a day of joy. This day shall be a day of deliverance, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, God. Let them taste and see that the Lord thou God is good. And when they begin to taste and see that you are so good to us, that you fill us even in the midst when we don't have food on our table, that you fill us even in the midst when we don't have money in our pockets, that when you fill us, even when the doctor says there's no hope, but there's something on the inside of us that you fill us with, and that is the embracing of your love. That is an embracing that we can trust you. That is the embracing that we know you. We know who you are through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. the one that you gave up for all of us, that we might have eternal life. Father, each and every day, each and every hour, each and every second, we take nothing for granted. We take every opportunity that even when we breathe, it comes from you and it's life. Thank you for every breath that we breathe. Thank you, God, for every opportunity that we can praise your name. Thank you, God, for the embracing of the Holy Spirit that you have sealed us with the power from on high, that we can trust in you. Thank you, God. Let the mind of you fall upon us, that we can walk in truth. And as we walk in truth, we be set free. As we continually fellowship among one another, we be set free. As we continually read your word, we'll be set free. And as we continually understand your word, we'll be set free, Father. God, reveal to us in this day and time what the world sees on the outside, in the natural. God, reveal to us what you are showing forth in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. I receive that from you, God. I receive it from your Son, Jesus Christ. We receive it from you, Father. We receive it from your Son, Jesus Christ. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our lives, oh God. Have your ways in our lives, oh God. That we be not tossed to and fro the very craftiness of wind of doctrine, but we'll be steadfast and unmovable, abiding in your word, word of truth. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. There is an incitement in the air. There is a fragrance that is so much falling in the midst of the people that they don't see it. And it comes from you. It's a fragrance that no man can fulfill. But it is a fragrance that can heal. It is a fragrance that can deliver. It is a fragrance that can set the captives free. Bless those right now that are in the correctional center. Those inmates that are serving time for whatever they may have been in for. But I believe, God, that if they come to you in repentance, asking what must I do to be saved, allow no harm or danger to come upon them. Give them time, God, that they may come in repentance, asking what must I do to be saved, and asking for forgiveness, O Lord. I speak life to them today where others have been forgotten. I speak life to them today where others, they turned their back on. I speak life to them today where others, they look down on. I speak life to them today where others are homeless in the streets, have no shelter to lie down at night, to sleep, no food to put on the table. I speak life to them today. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. For this is not a time to sit down. This is not a time to act. This is a time to move. This is a time to perform that God has given you, to stir up those gifts, to be able to operate in those gifts, be able to speak those things to be not as though they are, as the Spirit give utterance. I come against every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit that is battling against those right now, those intercessors right now, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, spirits. You have no authority over this network. You have no authority over the airways. I speak in the name of Jesus. I speak in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you now, spirit, to go back to where you came from, back to the pits of hell. For it is a delusion to attack the minds of the people, to make them think a lie than the truth. But I believe today by faith, I believe today the Son of God has all power in his hand. And there is nothing too hard for you, God. There is nothing too hard for you, God. For you have demonstrated and showed forth your power. And you are still showing forth your power right now. For somebody's being set free. Somebody's being healed. Somebody's being delivered. Somebody's being blessed. Somebody's getting the glory to you. So we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. For we love you, Lord. There's none like you. Thank you, God. Feed us, oh God, your word. And when we are fed with your word, God, let the comforter come. Let it come like never before upon us, oh God. Let it come that it will bring all things back to our remembrance, whatsoever we have need of, at that precise minute, at that precise second, at that precise hour, that we will begin to speak out of our mouth the words of God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Let the people be not distracted. Let them stay focused upon you. For you have the key to unlock every door. You have the key to undo the heavy burden. You have the key for every breakthrough that's needed right now. We trust you, Lord, in everything that we do. We trust you, God, even in the midst of the things that we don't even realize that we are blessed because of you. So we recognize who you are. You're the creator of this universe. You're Alpha Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. For the end is not yet. But you have told us, after ye have suffered a while, that you'll settle us. Peace come upon us, oh God. Let peace come upon this nation. For there is a war in the government system. There is a war in the Congress. There is a war going on in Washington, D.C. But I bind every spirit that causes confusion among those in that group. I bind the spirit that causes separation among the Republican and the Democratic. I bind that spirit that calls hurt and bitterness among each and every person among this nation. I rebuke every lying spirit that utters out of the mouth of those in position. And I send it back now to the pits of hell from where it came from. I speak right now in the name of Jesus that they shall repent. They shall bow. They shall receive a word from you, that they shall turn away from their sinfulness behavior and come to you in repentance with love, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you for those coming today. Wherever they are, let them come. Let them come to receive you as their Lord and Savior. Let them come wherever they are around the world, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Let them come. Ah, let them come. Let them come. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you and we praise, for we love you. You are holy and we worship in your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
You know, sometimes we measure our blessings in materialistic gains. But what about the blessings you can't see?
Every time I turn around, God is here. Oh, yeah.
He's blessing me.
Every time I turn around, God is here. Oh, yeah.
He's blessing me.
The thing I cannot see, over and over, he keeps on making the way for me. Thank you, Lord.
God is
here.
Oh, he's blessing me.
Yes, he is. I've been up and I've been down, but you don't know, like I know, what the Lord has done for me. But God is
here. God is here.
And I'm mighty grateful.
He's blessing me.
Yeah, yeah. Said he didn't have to save me, raise me, it's amazing. I know he's real. He didn't have to feel me, what should I kill me? I live, didn't have to give me new mercy. Every single day, you told me what to do, and I chose to disobey. Thank you for your favor, I thank you for your grace. Lord, I wanna take the time to say, every time I turn around, I can see
God.
I know
he's blessing me.
Somebody may feel like me when I say, sometimes I'm up, then again, sometimes I'm down, but thank God that to feel real good. I've been stabbed in my back. Ooh, Jesus, I'm my own best friend. But I'm glad to know that God is. Oh, yes, he is. My situation hasn't always been fair, but every time I turn around, you are always there.
For the things that you've done, the battle's been fought, yeah, and the victory is won. He just said I'm guilty for the wrong that I've done. His mercy said forgive me, you can live on. And even though I've sinned and come short of his glory, standing here today just to tell my story. You blessed me going out and you blessed me coming in, Lord, over and over again. Every time
about it, Lisa. He keeps knowing it over. Every time I think about it and I take it to rule my life, I can see things that God has done for me. Oh, and I can't count the ways, can't count the ways He made. I can't tell you everything God has done. It'll take me all night. But let me tell you this, y'all. He keeps doing it over. Making a way. Oh Lord,
oh, Lord.
Doing it over, and over, over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Over.
Oh, oh, oh. Lord, I can't pay him for what he's done, but I can show to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Over.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Let's prepare our hearts and minds with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening.
Good evening, Reverend Kearney, and all the NFI radio station staff, and to each and every one of you on this afternoon. Truly, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to come back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 with the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter 8 that he was the light of the world, and he that follows him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we're just excited, and we just say blessings unto you and the peace of God unto you on this afternoon. We pray that you had a blessed and joyous weekend with family, with friends, visiting your home church. And we pray that you got a word that will carry you through this week. And just in case you didn't, we're here to help give you a word on today that will make all the difference in your life. Once again, we do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. We'd like to give honor again to Reverend Kearney and the NFI radio station, to all the men and women of God of the gospel of Jesus Christ that come on, and the beautiful quartet music that is played, and also to Apostle Barbara Watkins for letting us know about this glorious opportunity to bring the word of God into your home. One home at a time by way of radio. We do want to give honor to each and every one of you for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. You heard earlier the sounds of Prophetess Georgette Johnson and the female quartet with Do a Work in Me, and with her daughter Alicia Walls on lead vocals. And I tell you, they are some singing and anointed young women of God. And I'm telling you, you will be blessed beyond measure if you purchase the CD, and even if you will want to get in contact with them to come and sing at your church at an event, If you just reach out to Reverend Kearney and who can get in contact with me, I will be glad to give you their information. Glory to God, because they are relevant voices in this time and in this season. And not only can they sing, they can preach as well. So we just thank with the God for the grace and the anointing that rests upon their lives. We're just thankful to God on today. And so let us go into the word of God on today. And as we say that, we pray that there is a word released that will make all the difference in your life. We just came out of convocation about 2 weeks ago, and the theme of the convocation was camp, chosen and mentally prepared, talking about how where God is taking you to in the next phase of your life, in the next level on your way to your divine destiny, how you have to be mentally prepared for where it is that you are going. We know that a lot of people get there by have gifts and talents, and a lot of people get there by their gifts and talents because they say that a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before a large room, many people. But however, we are seeing by evidence of not just in the kingdom but in the secular world how so many people are gifted and talented, but the gift and the talent got them there, but their character is not keeping them there. But see, if your character is not intact, you can get there, but you won't stay there. Glory to God. And so it's so important that you are mentally prepared for whatever it is that you're going to do for God and whatever it is that you're going to do in life. Even down to there are some jobs that give you an aptitude test to see where you are mentally. Some are even doing an emotional quotient test to see where your emotions are, because we're seeing so many mass shooting people that go back and want to kill everybody if they lose their job, if they're laid off. So they're checking out your character. They're checking out your attitude and where you are emotionally. And so one thing that the Holy Spirit brought to my attention concerning being mentally prepared, and one thing that people get caught up in, and I've seen it in my own personal life, and I've seen it on this journey of 20, almost 30 years, where people, and even down to they sung the song to confirm it, and that problem is how people seek to please others. We call them people pleasers. But guess what? We all have a little bit of it in us. Because from a childhood foundation on up, we always wanted to make our parents happy or make grandma and granddad happy or make somebody happy, our teacher. We wanted to please them. Mm-hmm. We even down to have some children that have gone to college and majored in something that they really didn't want to be a part of, but because that's what dad or mom did or somebody in the family, it was expected of them. And so instead of them leading or doing what it is that they know will make them happy, they will go and major and get a job in something to please somebody else. Even down to, if you can remember the movie that Tyler Perry did called Good Deeds, he had lived his whole life trying to please his mother, trying to please his father that had passed, trying to please everybody, and was in a relationship that was not pleasing to him, but it pleased his mother. Was working a job that was not pleasing to him, but it was pleasing his mother. And his brother, that seemed like was always getting it wrong and couldn't get it right, he knew exactly that Tyler was not pleased in the job that he was doing. And so we have the same thing going on in the kingdom of God today. When we think about the word please, please is a verb that means cause to feel happy and satisfied. And so we have so many people today trying to make somebody else happy, trying to please others, even if it means that I'm miserable in this relationship. I'm miserable at this job. I'm just miserable. But we want to come to you from a topic today. You only have to please just one. And that one is God. Mm-hmm. Even down to when we begin to look at the scripture, the Holy Spirit sent me to Revelations chapter number 4. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 9 to the very end, where it talks about how when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And so verse number 11 is so important because once again, it says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And so we were created to please God, to live a life that's pleasing unto him. Because one thing was certain that I know, you will wear yourself out trying to please people. You can't even please your own self. For example, how many times have you said, I need to go to the store and get me a loaf of bread, or I need to go to the store and get a pair of shoes or something to go with an outfit that you have chosen to wear to an event or the church. But you get to the grocery store, you get everything except for that bread. And you go to the shoe store, and you get everything except for that pair of shoes. And when you get back home, only to tell yourself, I wish I had got that bread. I don't know why I bought this. Because your eye saw so many different things that looked pleasing unto you. But what it was you really went to the store for and needed, you did not get that one thing. And when you get home, you realize, the main thing I needed, I did not get. I got all this other stuff. So you only have to please one, and that is the Lord. Even down to the scriptures, let us know in Proverbs 16 and 7. Proverbs 16 and 7 tells us, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And so when you begin to please God, you'll begin to see that situation and circumstances and things that you had got yourself entangled up in, and you have got yourself caught up in, and relationships and different things, that God will take care of those things when you seek to please him. Glory to God. And I don't know about anybody else on this line, but I know that I seek to live the rest of my days on this earth pleasing the Lord. I seek to please him. I come to a realization in my own life, you only have to please just one. I spent a lifetime trying to please family, trying to please parents, trying to please people in relationship, trying to please that person, only to find out that regardless of what you do or how much you do, they're still not going to be pleased. Because there's something on the inside of them that they're not pleased with concerning their own self. So it's going to be impossible for you to come along and try to please man. Our job is to please God. And what's so bad about it, it doesn't take a lot to please him. How do I know? Because Hebrews 11 and 6 lets me know that, but without faith, possible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God wants you to have faith in him, number one. And he wants you to believe that he is the true and living God, number two. Number three is that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those are three things that were stuck out to me, that were pointed out to me. That those are the three things, and if you do those three things, you will please God. and then live a life that's pleasing unto him. That's not even hard either, because if you will stay in the scriptures and search the scriptures and read the Bible, read the word that we are to live by, the word is forever settled in heaven, the word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we just read the word of God, read it for yourself, and come in and ask the Lord to give you revelation, understanding, and wisdom of what it is that you're reading. You will find out that it's easy to live a life that's pleasing to God. Yes, the enemy is going to come with temptation, but when you sit down and you consider the whole matter, you'll say to yourself, the whole while I've been fooling myself. I've been living a lie. I've been living a life that I thought was pleasing, only to find out that it was only a temporary pleasure. It was only temporary. It was not something that was going to last for a while. It did not last, because after a while, it caused me so much grief. Glory to God. And so that's why it's so important that we get in our mindset that we only have to please just one. And that one is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came down himself. And in Hebrews chapter 10 talks about how Jesus came down and said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. He came to please the Father. He came to satisfy the sin debt. He came to bridge the gap between fallen man and his creator. Glory to God. And because of his obedience, he pleased the Father. Oh, glory be to God. How do I know? Because when I look at Matthew 7 and verse number 5, it talks about when Jesus went to be baptized by John the Baptist. And the word of the Lord said that when he came up out of the water, glory be to God, that a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Glory to God. He was pleased with the son. Even down to John 17, when he began to pray to the Father concerning the disciples, and the Lord come back and said that, you know, he was going to be glorified in his son. Glory be to God. When your ways please the Lord, it means a whole lot. Glory to God, hallelujah. Even down to when we look at Hebrews chapter number 11, when it talks about the hall of faith. Oh, glory to God. When it came down to Moses, it talked about how Moses would rather go with God and fulfill his God-given divine destiny in the Lord than to, glory to God, and he chose to, let me get it right. In Hebrews 11, verse number 24, it said, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Because sin would give you a temporary pleasure. Sin would give you a temporary joy. Sin will give you a temporary happiness, but it does not last long. Instead of living, being called Pharaoh's son, being the son of Pharaoh's daughter, where he lived in a lap of luxury and could have everything he needed, everything he wanted at his fingertips, he decided to go back and suffer affliction with the people of God that enjoy pleasures of sin for a season. But to everything, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1, tell you to everything, there is a time and a season and a purpose to everything under the sun. There are some things that only come that's only temporary. And it's time now for settling for temporary things that's only going to land you in eternal torment, or you will live eternally in bliss with the Lord. The word today is you only have to please just one. And I seek to please the Lord. And I pray that this is a word that will help somebody. Even down to, if I had to use another witness, I would talk about Enoch. Hebrews 11:5 talks about by faith how Enoch was translated, that he did not see death and was not found because God had translated him, had took him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Uh-huh. Hebrews 13:16 tells us, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Uh-huh. So we were created to please the Lord. We weren't created to run around here and do all of these things trying to please people. That's why you got so many people who are living a life of disappointment, a life of discouragement, a life of anger, living in depression. That's why you got some people committing suicide and going and taking other people with them. You got people doing mass shootings because of the simple fact they were trying to please people, only to find out that they were being used by some people. And when they found out that everything that they had done was only a temporary thrill of pleasure for the people they were trying to please, and it was no longer effective, it was no longer working, they had come to the end of themselves and decided to take their own life because they fell for the lies and the tactics and the tricks of the enemy. But we come to let you know on this radio on today that you only have to please just one, and that is God. And Hebrews 11:6 lets you know exactly what it is that you do to please God. And it's not a big requirement, but he wants you to have faith in him. He wants you to believe that he is the true and living God. And he wants you to diligently seek him. And if you seek the Lord, how do I seek him? You seek him by staying in his word. How do I seek him? You seek him by fasting and praying. How do I seek him? By developing a relationship with him. And when you develop a relationship with him, he will slowly but surely clean you up. He will slowly but surely let you know the things that are not pleasing to him. And those are things that also are not pleasing to you. The way of God is not hard, but the way of a transgressor is hard. Because when you seek to please God, when God begins to deliver you from things, it's not because he don't want you to enjoy this life. But he understands that Satan has set up traps. Mm-hmm. Sin is a trap to bondage. And Satan has set up traps. Things that in this world that look pleasing, things in this world that look like it's okay to do, things in this world are temporary. But you are living to live again. And you're going to live again in one of two places. Either you're going to spend an eternity with the Lord, or you're going to spend eternity with Satan in a burning hell. Not just in a burning hell, because death and hell is going to get cast into the lake of fire where there's eternal torment for the rest of your days. And if you want to, you want an image of what hell is like, put on some grease. The next time you go to fry some chicken or fry some fish or fry some pork chops, you heat that pan up, and when you know that grease is hot enough, that's when you drop that meat down in there so it can fry. And look at how it fries and fries. It consumes that meat, and it fries it and fries it and fries it until some people like it real crispy. And if you're not careful and you don't attend to it, it'll burn up. It'll burn to a crisp. It don't stop frying. Because you walk away from it, it keeps right on frying until it burns it up. And if you're not careful, you'll burn down your whole kitchen. You'll burn down your whole house. So you think about hell that way, spending an eternal torment on fire. spending your eternity in a place that wasn't even designed for you. Hell wasn't made for God's people. It was made for Satan and his imp. So we pray that you will spend the rest of your days from this moment on seeking to please the Lord. And if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, I know a lot of people tell you that the only thing you got to do is believe. But I'm here to let you know you got to do more than believe. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. You got to make your confession known unto the Lord. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And the next thing is, there's got to be a repentance, and there's got to be a turning away from sin, from that lifestyle you used to live, and turn towards the Lord. And allow God to do it in you. Allow God to do it with you. Do it with God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to bring this word unto your people on today. Father, you letting us know, Lord, that the things that we seem to make hard are easy because, Father, you don't leave us nor forsake us. You don't leave us by ourselves. But, Father, you left us a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that will lead and guide us into all truth and all understanding, that will bring all things back to our remembrance, that will lead us through this walk of life. Father, you letting us know that we only have to please you. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you're calling us out of those relationships. You're calling us out of places, oh God, where we're there trying to please man and to stop trying to please man, but to please you. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that your word said when a man ways please you, that you'll make even his enemies at peace with him. And you'll even cause his enemies to bless him. So, Father, in Jesus' name, help us, Lord Jesus, to turn back to you. Turn our hearts and minds back to you, that every effort, that everything that we do, God, that we do it to the glory of you, God, to the excellency of you, Father. And, Father, for that one that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God, that, Father God, that they will cry out to you on today in the massive and powerful name of Jesus. And, Father, we repent, God, that, Lord, that we inadvertently, God, that we didn't mean to mistakenly made man an idol, made man our God, because we sought to please man instead of seeking to please you. Father, your word lets us know that the steps of a good man are ordered by you. And Father God, help us to walk in the footsteps that lead us to the divine destiny, to lead us to the things that are pleasing unto you. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. This has been another Turn on the Light broadcast where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, today's topic was, glory be to God, you only have to please just one. We came out of Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 through 11, Proverbs 16 and 17, Hebrews 11 and 6, and Matthew 7 and 5. God to bless you is our prayer. Amen.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed. Work on me. Yeah.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Ooh. All right.
You know, in revival, ooh, Lordy, you know you would get drunk right about here. And somebody would just hit fire. And the old mothers, they would say, you better call him, baby. Anybody remember when you first got saved back in the day? They would say, call him by name. Somebody say, Jesus. Come on, say, Jesus. Listen, them country called make me act like hillbillies. I don't know what they do. I just feel like... You know that thing is. That thing called. Y'all know that type of dance, y'all. See, y'all like that new stuff. Y'all like that new stuff. But I come up on this stuff.
Come to you.
and your grace it covers us. Brand new mercies every day because of you, yeah. No, we're not perfect, but you keep on making us look good. Thank you, Lord.
Good saints, is God good all the time?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. They gotta leave me alone. They didn't give me no part on this. I'm mad. I should have a part on this. Hold up. My stuff. It's your word. Y'all better leave me alone out there. Oh, my stuff.
Come on, put those hands together. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus. Woo!
Looking back over my life, so many heartaches, pain, and strife. There were days I thought I couldn't make it, but I realized with you, Jesus, I could take it. Lost my job, my car, and my home. But Jesus, you didn't leave me alone. Even though I could see you, Jesus, I could feel you because I knew you were there. Sometimes I didn't have much.